The name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We owe to Saint Francis of Assisi this custom to build nativity scenes. He's the first one, after a vision representing the Holy Manger, to have set up in all Franciscans monastery representation of what happened. This display is not just something for fun, and God knows that I have fun to do it, because I am a child and I like to play. Let's be children. But it's more than that. It's a testament. It's a book. It's teaching. It's like an act of faith, a profession. What does the creche say? First, it reminds us that what happened 20, 25 years ago is real, is a moment of history. Our Catholic faith is not a fairy tale. It has not been invited by some preacher few years ago in the 16th century or whatever. No, no. Our Catholic faith is a faith that is incarnated, set into the world. So on the left side of the creche, on the north side where the bat come from, you have the Temple of Jerusalem. You have the representation of the Temple of David, the one as it was on the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the foot of the temple, you will see, if you have good eyes, you can see yours. Let me take a picture. And three guys are the priests of the temple, talking together about what's going on. They explain that they know that the child is coming. And the Roman soldiers are here watching. On the other side, you have the oratory, your church. What happened in the temple is gone. That's the Old Testament. It's over. What happened here at the oratory is the New Testament. The new commitment, the new pact that is done between you and God. And how did that happen? How the sacrifice that used to be just in the temple is now celebrated here in truth and spirit. The victim is not the one that was slain in the temple. The victim is Jesus Christ that we offer here. You might have seen there are live fishes swimming. I hope they're still alive. Once again, that's a part of the fun. But it's more than that. It's to remind us that through the liturgy, what we see here is not just a display. It's something that we are invited to see as alive. All the characters that we see, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the infant, Joseph, the shepherd, the animals, they are all teaching us something. The animals are the one who has the best common sense, the one that were there right at the beginning, the company of Jesus. And in the middle of us, you have the manger itself, where Jesus Christ lay. It's a mix between a cave, a bar, a place for animals, and as well, we put some beautiful fabric at the back to remind us that this cave became, because of the presence of the Holy Family, the palace of the King of the King. And the kings are going to come and to recognize that. Poverty and grandeur. Jesus, make himself close to us that we have no fear to come and to visit with him. And Jesus, as you said, down, is a king, ready to repair anything. Because that's the reason why he came. He didn't came to glorify himself. He came propter nos homines, as we said before. He came because of us men, for our salvation. You are the center of the stage. You are the reason of what we do right now. Your soul, you want to save. And therefore we may move the infant Jesus, as parents say, they grow so fast, you know. And the little baby, boom, became a little child of the tabernacle in a few minutes. It happens. And he's here. And when the consecration will take place, when you are going to see the priest raise up the host, you are going to see at the same time the priest, the altar, the host, the infant Jesus, the cross, and all of that is one. The same baby is hanging on the cross. The same baby is vesting the vestment of the priest. The same baby is the altar. The same baby is the host, the food that you are going to receive. True God, true man, body, soul, divinity. He came to a manger to be eaten. So beautiful. So we are invited to meditate. The French school of spirituality invites us to do three things. When you want to meditate, first put an image in your mind. Jesus in your eyes. Fill your memory, your attention with the image right there. The manger. See Jesus. And the second time that we do, hey, it's not just in my mind, I want Jesus in my heart. What about me? What does that tell me? What I am? If I wouldn't have to be the manger, no doubt I would be the donkey. But who are you? Who are you? What do you do? What would you do there? Would you come? Would you forget immediately after seeing the infant and for 30 years, no news, no nothing? Not trying to feed him, to follow him? Are you like a soldier who knows your death? Are you like the priest who knows what's going on but do not do anything about it? Anyway, Jesus in my eyes, Jesus in my heart. And then, Jesus in my hands. What do I do with all these informations? Is that just something purely intellectual and that pleases my heart and I feel good during Mass and I cry during the whole Mass? Yes, that's good. But what after? What after? What do you do with that? Where do your hands go? In your pocket? To keep warm or work? That's the question. That's the question that our Lord Christ invites us to ask ourselves on this Christmas day. Let's help each other. Peace to men of goodwill. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.